Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, they take pretty strong shots at each other forever, wouldn't you say, Donald Trump and Bill Maher,
yep.
Adam?
Yep.
So Kid Rock facilitated this because Maher, along with Real Time, has a podcast, Club Random. And Kid Rock just brought up and says, you should come to the White House. You should come. And it happened. Maher talked for about, it was like 12 minutes. And he talked about, my major takeaway was this, that Maher has not become MAGA off this. It's not like, oh my God, I've changed my mind. And Donald Trump has not become a liberal. But Maher's big takeaway was, the guy I saw in the White House was reasonable, was not hyperbolic, was asking me genuine questions, was willing to laugh at jokes, and in-person Donald Trump wasn't TV Donald Trump. And as I'm watching this, I'm thinking I'm watching my father, because I cannot quantify, no exaggeration, I'm guessing, thousands of conversations I had with friends of his, Bob Knight at the top of the list. And I was around Bob Knight maybe 30 times. 20 of those times, Adam, Bob Knight was fascinating, interesting, curious about what was going on in my life. And the other 10%, if he tried, he could have been a bigger bully and jackass. And my point to my father always was, it's not always how they treat you or how they are to you in person. And that I'm not diminishing that, because that matters. But it's how they act in all sorts of ways. So I am very, very, very glad that Bill Maher and Donald Trump sat down. We need more people willing to sit down. But you know what? That's the Donald Trump who amused me when he'd go on Howard Stern and David Letterman, when he was in on the bit in the 80s, 90s, and aughts. And I don't doubt that he has that in him still. But that's not who he is as the president of the United States.
It's exactly the same way I felt about it. It's like, yes, absolutely agree that it was great for Bill Maher to go have dinner with Donald Trump.
And he was very appreciative.
And, listening to Maher explain how he was, that was my sentiment the entire time was, okay, that's great, and I believe you. But that
be that guy.
That isn't the guy we see.
No.
And guess what? The guy we see, that matters. And the stuff he says, that matters.
Yeah.
And I don't care if he's, like, I mean, we get the texts all the time. And again, this is something where I just differ with a lot of people. Text, I don't care about personality. It's about policy. Well, my argument to that is, well, why can't it be both? And we don't have to accept just great policy for just a jerk and a bully and somebody who's completely untrustworthy. And it matters who you are in public. And
he governs that way, too.
That's it. It's not like he's governing that he's just a jerk just to... The policies are the same way, that they affect a lot of people negatively.
Bill Clinton, by all accounts, had a volcanic temper and could be awful people. Joe Biden, before he lost it,
yep,
had the same type of temper. People said, I never really heard that about W. I never heard that about Obama either. If you have that ability to be curious with people and open-minded and self-deprecating, be that person as opposed to today belittling Zelensky and in an inane way saying that Zelensky and Biden started the war and mocking people and belittling people. I just saw my father so many times where controversial friends, and my father still, no matter, at the end, he and Bud were the two most famous people in the state, right? Probably with Jesse and, you know, Governor Walz or so. My father still was like star-crossed, like, and it still was such a kick to him that these people, and I get it, if my father's story is an amazing success story, but my father had some gravitas himself. He had some stature himself. And by the way, my father and I used to get in a lot of Donnybrooks, and I miss him immensely. My father could be a jerk to people. He really could be. And I would watch him with people who weren't his peers, and they were awful to him. And then here came the peers of his, and he was nice. And I bleepity, bleepity, bleep hated that. There's two or three Wolves games you could find in the 90s where I'd lost my voice because we had a screaming fight about how he would treat people at times. And the older he got, the better he got. But if somebody saw my father acting that way and they saw him treating people that weren't a sports columnist and they were below him and maybe eventually blow by him, and then they would see my father treat the head of U.S. Bank or a general manager team, you know what they should have thought? They should have thought, God, that guy's acting awful. So if Donald Trump can be really gracious and kind to Bill Maher, because he's also trying to persuade Maher, he just is. And Maher was too hard on what was the guy's name, Josh? Was it John Rogan or something? When the guy said, you know, Trump's trying to do a little PR with you. No, he was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. And we all have bad moments, but it just bugs me even more. If he can do that, then govern that way. That doesn't mean all of a sudden you become a liberal.
Right.
Stand for all your positions, but don't scream and yell and do all this stuff. So, Dave, what do you want to say about that?
Donald Trump on TV publicly is a TV character, right? That's kind of what I take it as. He is playing a character. Sounds like Bill Maher got to see perhaps the real Donald Trump, somebody who might be measured. But the problem is when you play that character on TV in front of a crowd at rallies, just as he and so many other politicians do today, because that's how you get elected, that's how you get followers, people believe it.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, here's what I think. I think Donald Trump and some others, because my father was this way. And again, I love my father and I miss him. But I'm just trying to be honest. Donald Trump makes a decision how he should act, as opposed to treating people with respect all the time. And I just don't think that's very difficult. Do you?
I don't think so. No.
And I think it should matter when you're deciding who should be the leader Absolutely. Of our country. And that's why Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Mitt Romney, those are all people that I easily could vote for. Easily could. I cannot vote for a guy who treats people that way. And in a weird way, I almost would think, I could almost accept it in this strange way if that's how he was all the time. But if he turns on the charm and acts reasonable around the people either that he values, because I'm sure he's great with his grandkids. I have no doubt, none. I bet they love him. I bet he's amazing to them. But if he only does that when Dana White and Bill Maher and Kid Rock are there, and then he makes fun of people all the time, I think that's worse. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's be that person. But yeah.
Are you going to stay until 6 o'clock?
I'll be somewhere until 6 o'clock, yeah. That's for sure.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Really? Could we follow you? Could we get updates, at least through the rest of the show,
no.
like periodically?
No, I've given too much already.
Yeah. Could we get just a bonus quick appearance from Jack Nicklaus on how he feels about Rory McIlroy?
I told him I was talking to Barbara, and we said it's not as good as any of mine, but...
Again, I love Jack, but we both are watching the culture. He started talking more about Jack than he did Rory. Yeah. Over and over again. But as I said in a text, at 85, he is still razor sharp.
Yeah.
And he has not won as many golf events as Donald Trump. Never.
Who has?
No one has. Thank you, my brother. 51 past 12. You know where Adam should go? Adam should go to Stretch Lab. You know?
I was on the Sirius XM, Johnson Wagner doing Stretch Lab.
Yes. Yeah. Johnson Wagner, very funny.
Yes.
Good.
Great stash.
Insightful and a tremendous mustache. Other tremendous mustaches right now, 651-461-9226.
Captain Keegan Bradley, good stash.
The captain does.
Andy Reid.
Can we go Tommy Selleck, right? Tom Selleck still has a great mustache. And he's really bitter about, wasn't Bad Bloods. What was it? Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods.
He still thinks it should be on the air. Back to Stretch Lab. Let me get back to Stretch Lab. Carter, you know, a former physical specimen, he gets himself in shape off and on. Get himself back in shape. Go to Stretch Lab. Go to the Plymouth one. Get Zach from behind the counter. Get Zach to go back there. But guess what? At Plymouth, they have all sorts of great people. All 11 locations will help you out. Whether you're a 50-year-old, 59-year-old, 16-year-old, 7-year-old, you want to run a little bit faster. You want to just wake up a little easier. You want to hit that golf ball 10, 15 yards further. My friends at StretchLab.com will help you out. And half off the first offer. Do it today. StretchLab.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.